Howdy, folks. You know, successful businessmen say that you'll come out on top if you push your way to the front. But who wants to be bald and fat? This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, I was real interested to read in the New York Times that after all these years, the experts have finally decided that that famous painting, September Morn, is art. Well, that confirms what I knew all the time. You remember the picture, you know, a young woman standing in water up to her ankles, and she's, well, ill-clad, you might say. I knew it was art, but I was worried about the young lady, you know. Wouldn't she catch cold out there in the water, especially in September? Well, now today the picture, it still looks nice, but it's kind of old-fashioned and demure, sort of. Nowadays, you see so many scantily dressed ladies pictured on the newsstand that, well, you have to buy a dog magazine just to get a change of scenery now. But if September Morn is art now, well, it was art when it first showed up, I think. That's the way with art sometimes. It takes generations, though, to get accepted. Who knows, maybe 50 years from now, the critics will decide that Buttram singing was great art, huh? And the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony, will their faces be red then? Huh? Of course, these boys here, they're all double mint moochers. Yeah. They know I'm a soft touch. Well, what the heck, double mint costs a little. I don't mind handing it out. I figure it gets me in good with the band and the quartet, and I sure need their help around here. Well, you'll get in good with your friends passing around the double mint, too. Everybody wins on a deal like that. They'll like the double mint, and you'll like being popular. And here's a popular young lady with a popular song. Go ahead, Paula.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. Those hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love, the one I love belongs to somebody else.
Don't you wish you could sing that pretty? I do. You know, I guess at one time or another, everybody's dreamed about being a big movie star. Haven't you? Honest now? Well, don't get discouraged, because most of our great screen lovers today, they're at least middle-aged. Yeah, the movie makers, they seem to think a dashing young lover doesn't cut much figure at the box office anymore. Well, most of our leading movie lovers, they have grandchildren. And they suffer from lumbago and falling hair, too. And some of the movie props, they're really used to prop them up. You know? So we can all look ahead into the golden age of the screen hero. Bring me my liniment and my hot water bottle. I feel a love scene a-coming on. Well, I guess maybe the reason you need older people for good love scenes is that, well, so many young people today, they're shy and quiet. You know, I met a 16-year-old boy the other day, and when we were introduced, he ducked his head and he almost ran away. That's just shyness, of course. He'll outgrow it. I always try to put youngsters at ease by offering them a stick of double mint gum. Double mint, that's a long-lasting treat, which is one reason it goes over so big with boys and girls. I mean, you can go on enjoying that dandy chewing for a long time. And the long-lasting double mint flavor keeps tasting good all the while, too. That's getting a lot of enjoyment from a treat that costs a little, believe me. So you buy some double mint gum soon and just enjoy it often, every day. Well, I got a little treat for you right now, too. The Halloran Quartet singing a fine old spiritual for you.
Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham, oh, rock my soul.
I would not be a sinner.
No, no.
I'll tell you the reason why.
Tell us why.
'Cause if my Lord done call on me,
you wouldn't be ready to die.
Be ready to
rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my soul.
I would not be a backslider.
No, no.
I'll tell you the reason why.
Tell us why.
'Cause if my Lord done call on me,
you wouldn't be ready to die.
Be ready to
rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my soul.
Oh, rock my
heart. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my, oh, rock my, oh, rock my soul.
Oh, Lordy, won't you rock my soul?
Oh, that's great, wasn't it? Hey, you remember that British columnist that lambasted our American women recently in an article? You remember that? Well, our women got a little warm under the necklace there. They said, how can he talk that way about us? It ain't chivalrous. Well, I want to go on record as saying that American women are here to stay. And I hope they stay just as they are, too. Naturally, you know, I like to josh about the ladies, just like I josh about the men folks, too. But I think our American women, they're wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, that's something I've got a closed mind on. It's not only closed, it's got a roadblock with a sign that says Dead End Street. So, ladies, don't you fret. You just stay with old Buttram. Yeah, we'll see this thing through against this British chap. You women folks, you're just like double mint chewing gum. You're in a class all by yourself. Well, double mint has a style all its own for giving healthful benefits. It does you good while you're enjoying yourself, while you're enjoying all the pleasure of satisfying, long-lasting chewing. Well, you're getting helps like aid for digestion or relief in the form of moist, cool comfort for your mouth. Many other comforts there. That's what I call a pleasant way to do yourself good. Try it, will you? Buy some double mint chewing gum today. And now for a little music. Well, that couldn't have been much littler, I don't think. Anyway, it serves the purpose of letting you know it's time for the Buttram bonus. And today, for a bonus, this may be known someday as an example of musical art. Me singing. One thing you'll have to admit, my singing voice is different. I don't sound like Perry Como or Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra. But on the other hand, they don't sound like I do either, so we're even there. Anyway, here we go. He was just a kid, a little red-headed, pug-nosed kid. And though he was his mother's pride and joy, he was worse than Peck's bad boy. I lived right next door, beside the village grocery store, and we went to school together in those days of yore. Freckles was his name.
A wonderful name.
He always used to get the blame.
To get the blame.
For every broken window pane.
Oh, oh, how they yank him and spank him.
Oh, how he'd tease the girls, you know. When in school he'd pull their curls.
And though his marks were lower than kids much slower,
his marks were perfect with the old bean blower. People used to coax,
they used to coax
young Freckles not to play his jokes,
to play his jokes.
The way he'd fool the village folks,
the village folks.
It was a shame,
it was a shame.
And when the teacher found a tack on her chair.
Wow!
Though 100 children were there, everybody said,
Freckles, he always got the blame.
Now, Freckles, I'll give you a package of double mint, and I know you'll be good.
He always got the
Well, that was an old song, Freckles. A lot of you remember it. And today being Friday, now being about time for us to leave, I better have you remember we're expecting to see you again Monday. Also, of course, I ought to remind you that you can make the weekend pleasanter by mixing in a little enjoyment with whatever you do, you know. Even housework, you can. You can do it real easy by just chewing delicious double mint chewing gum. Double mint, it doesn't interfere with busy hands. And I don't know, it seems to make work go easier and faster. So you keep that double mint handy at work, will you? Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a one-track mind usually runs in the wrong direction. Goodbye now. We'll see you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.